This week we are looking into the powerful tfilos of Slichos, and perhaps one of the most impactful moments of Slichos, and especially as we end the Yom HaNarayim with Yom Kippur and a Ne'ilah, as we scream out the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy. We know that in two different places in the Torah, we refer to these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are employed to soothe the anger of God. Both after the sin of the Chet HaEgel, Hashem reveals these attributes as a way as He forges and builds a new bris with the Jewish people, and as well after the sin of the spies, the Chet HaMeraglim, after Hashem threatens to not only destroy the Jews, but to build a new nation with Moshe Rabbeinu, once again we find these attributes of mercy. And so powerful are these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So unique are they in our arsenal of what we can use to daven, to plead, to beg for our needs, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that we should, when we say them, Amar Kozman She Yisrael Chotin, Hashem says, any time that the Jews sin, Yaseh Lefanai Kiseder Hazeh, we should do this order, V'ani Mochel Lehem, and Hashem will forgive us. It's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing. And yet, the En Yosef quotes the Alshech. The great Alshech HaKadosh asks a very simple question. That's not true. Don't we see people that have sinned, that have said the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and yet we do not find that they were forgiven. They were not mochel lehem. So what does this mean? How could it mean that Alshech says that we'll save them and we'll be redeemed and we'll be forgiven if it's not true? And he explains, of course, in the name of the Livnas HaSapir, it does not say Ya'amar Lefanai Kiseder Hazeh. Don't just say them, but perform them. Yasu. If we perform them, Kol Yisman Sheyisol Chotim Yasu Lefanai Kiseder Hazeh. If we do them, if we act in those ways, if we emulate, if we mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being slow to anger, as being patient, as being people that are Baalei Tshuva, that try to repent from their ways, if we do that, then we can achieve forgiveness. Then we can achieve forgiveness. We find this in many areas. Just because we say certain things or do certain things, but the Gemara, for example, says, if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Doesn't mean, of course, that if I just do it, it's a magical potion. There is something that I'm supposed to learn, that I'm supposed to gain, that I'm supposed to pull out from these words. And that's exactly what the Gimel Midos HaRachamim are about. In fact, the Tomer Devorah, the great wonderful Sefer, is all about growing and utilizing the Gimel Midos HaRachamim to better ourselves. As we approach tshuva, we understand that it's not a magical potion. It's not something that we can just say and be forgiven, but rather it is a work, it's an avoda, it's a process that continues to grow, and we work with that process to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us the tools. He gives us these 13 attributes, and if we go about them and utilize them, then hopefully we can achieve forgiveness.